Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9 BJ Jamie Morning Show. Also on the Odyssey app all over America. I cannot unhear that song anymore.
I know.
It's ruined.
I know, because of the whole thing.
And here's the sad part. And just like you said yesterday, Jamie, I like it.
I know. I know. I'm sorry.
I hate Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I know.
I do. But I like that song.
Yeah, and the whole thing. I was thinking about this yesterday. I mean, is this going to be like the new rage? Is where you take the Bruno Mars song, which is I didn't buy you flowers, and she's like, I can buy my own flowers. I didn't hold your hand. I can hold my own hand. Let's see here. I should have taken you out dancing. She said she can go dancing. Mm-hmm. But is that like... is that kind of some kind of infringement, or I don't know, like a copyright?
No, I don't think so. I think a rebuttal. It's not.
Yeah, obviously it's not, because nothing's happened, yeah. Right? Bruno hasn't. But man, it just seems a little like cheating.
It does seem like it's cheating. It seems like that they gave you the path.
Yeah.
And you took it to write this song that you're going to make a lot of money on. And it was really the original idea of Bruno Mars that caused this song to happen.
Exactly.
But there's no way, I would think, to sue or...
No, because it's not the same tune or anything like that.
And if you have no idea what we're talking about, let me play it for you here. We had this yesterday. Jamie found it on, I don't know, TikTok or somewhere, but it's everywhere. It's all over the place. And it's Miley Cyrus and the Bruno Mars song, and it's put together here so that you can tell that she's answering the questions he's asking.
I should have bought you flowers. I can buy myself flowers. Held your hand, I can hold my own hand. Should've gave you all my hours. Talk to myself for hours. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. I can take myself dancing. Yeah, I can love me better than you can.
That song's ruined for me.
Yeah, and so it's basically a response because Liam, her husband, had posted it about her, and so then she responded. The only thing everybody, it kind of went a little sideways yesterday. Everybody says, you know, they've been divorced for 3 years. Isn't it time to be over it? You know?
I think if you can make money on it.
Well, right. But
come up with a hit song.
I understand that part, but it does seem like she's still, I mean... but she went so overboard with the video, like wearing that girl's dress, Jennifer Hudson's, or not Jennifer Hudson, what's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, yep. Jennifer Lawrence's dress, wearing the same suit where he told her to behave, dropping it on his birthday.
Well, and then filming it at that mansion where he supposedly cheated on her
right.
Multiple times.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of jabs, and you don't do jabs unless you're still... connected.
Yeah,
you know?
She did go overboard with all the different angles she took here with him, but she's got a smasher. It's
no,
the number
totally,
one song in the country.
I agree. I'm just saying, like,
I'm with you.
She must be really butthurt.
Yeah, she's got to be.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, she must have really loved him.
I wish she'd get her teeth fixed.
Who, Miley?
Yeah, it looks like she sucked her thumb when she was, you know, older, because it's like, it's that weird bite.
She drives me nuts when she talks.
It's because of her teeth.
No, it's because of that raspy smoking voice.
I think she just needs to she's got to pull them back into her head. She might still suck her thumb. I don't know.
Yeah.
But has definitely a thumb sucking like bite, you know?
Yeah.
Like Schmidl.
Yeah, the malocclusion or whatever.
Yeah. How long has it been since you sucked your thumb?
Oh, man. Like 5 years?
5 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah,
straighten
that was out. A hardcore addiction. That was really hard to give up.
I know two celebrities, but I feel like I'd be wrong if I told, but because I dated the Beverly Hills orthodontist, right, forever, and they sucked their thumbs.
Oh.
For all the way up until they're an adult?
Adult, yeah. He would have to put a thing up in the roof of their mouth.
Yeah.
so they couldn't place
that
their thumb up
it?
There. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever known anybody to do that.
Yeah.
That had that, you know, that.
Well, you have Schmidl. Yeah.
Well, besides him, but he's. I didn't even know he had it. I didn't even know he had it when he had it, though. Did you? I mean, because he's saying five years ago, but I don't remember him having that problem.
Jamie was the one that, yeah, she was like, hey, you need to get this fixed because it's like, it's a problem. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, you have a malocclusion. I had never heard of it until I met her.
But did she spot you actually sucking your thumb?
No, but I knew it.
That's what I'm thinking.
She could just tell from the teeth.
Yeah, it's like physical signs. Yeah.
Because I'm like, you suck your thumb, don't you? Yeah. And he goes, remember? And he goes, yeah.
You missed your calling. You should have been a dentist.
I know.
Right?
I know. Well.
All right. You've got friends out in California.
I got a little in me.
You've got friends out in California. Did they freak out over the earthquakes?
Oh, yeah. They all did. It was like at 2 or 3 a.m. or whatever. But
man,
yeah.
I would.
It woke everybody up.
If you get waken up at 2 o'clock in the morning and the house is shaking, I'd freak out, man.
Let's see what she posted. Well, a lot of people post about this. One person was really mad because they had a 16-hour workday and they got woken up at like 2. I know.
No.
Yeah.
Well, then they had tremors after that. They kept them awake all night, didn't it?
Yeah, they had 3 different ones. They had aftershocks. Yeah, so it was like almost 4 point, and then 3.5 and 3.4 or something.
You know, there's not a lot of natural disasters out there that really terrify me, but I don't know, man. I don't know if I could live in California. That place is going to shake one day, and it's not going to stop.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
You think about it the whole time when you're living out there. You think about it every day. You think about how you're going to be trapped. Remember, I wouldn't even go into a tanning bed because I was afraid that an earthquake would happen, and it would
Fall on the tanning bed?
Fall on the tan, and I would, like, cook. Mm-hmm. You know, and stay on.
No, that's Final Destination kind of stuff.
Yeah.
On social media, I've watched people that are like doing podcasts and different things or in studios or whatnot. And they'll be sitting there talking and all of a sudden everything starts shaking. And they're so calm about it. They'll sit there and go, uh-oh.
Well, because you don't know what to do. You're just stunned. But I was watching the Weather Channel and the guy said because I thought tornadoes were pretty safe or whatever, but he said you only have like 12 minutes before they spot it and it kills you.
They develop so fast.
Yeah, it's like 12 minutes.
Especially in the Midwest.
But I was like, well, but at least you know the conditions are there.
But
you
get no warning with an earthquake.
No, not at all.
Nothing.
No, but I thought they do have some kind of something where they're trying
to. They do, but at 2 o'clock in the morning, you don't know.
Right? You don't know.
You have no idea, right?
You don't know.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show will give you a code word. Maybe, just maybe, you could win that flyaway to see Adele in Vegas. Code word coming up at 9 o'clock.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie. I think we should have a rule around here.
What's the rule?
Here's the rule. No longer can we start the show in the mornings talking about a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Because it makes me hungry. I suffer all morning long. I'm starving right now. You come walking in, boasting about your night with your son out at, what was it again?
P.F. Chang.
P.F. Chang.
Well, no, I just said, it's funny, P.F. Chang never lets you down.
Never disappoints.
It's always just...
Consistent, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah, there's certain restaurants like that. But ever since you mentioned that this morning, I've been starving. I am in Starveville right now. You know who else never lets you down? Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory, solid, BJ.
That's solid. Solid's a good word.
Solid.
Yeah, they're right there. I'll tell you another one that's pretty solid.
Okay.
Can I give you one more?
Oh, my God.
You know, I went to the DMV yesterday.
What is happening, Jess?
Can I give you one real quick here? And this may surprise you, too. Those chicken tenders that they sell at King Soopers. Man, oh, man. I wolfed down 4 of those yesterday.
Yeah.
Woo, man, are they the bomb.
Now, did you go work out?
Not yesterday. I'm going today.
Oh, today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yesterday, I had
eat some chicken fingers.
Chicken tenders.
It was a cheat day.
Chicken tenders and brownies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but today it's a workout.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because Carson was just talking to me off the air and said something so random. He's like, yeah, and I had Chili's gift cards. I'm like, You had Chili's gift cards? Who has Chili's gift cards?
Yeah. I got them as a gift for Christmas.
I don't know why. I just thought that was so random. It's like, I'm using my Chili's gift cards.
So I just get a text from my wife. Says, great. Now I'm going to be off to P.F. Chang today.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
P.F. Chang is really good. Did you get the lettuce wraps?
I got the lettuce wraps.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, those are good.
Yeah, and I got that hot and sour soup.
Now let me ask you. Of the two, which is your favorite? P.F. Chang lettuce wraps or the Cheesecake Factory lettuce wraps?
The Cheesecake Factory.
I agree with you.
It has the peanuts on it.
Look.
So is this break about food?
Yeah, it is. Because I told you, starving.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we could do razor blades on pump handles if you want to.
Oh, is that happening again?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
When did you hear of this? I've never heard of it.
Years ago. It comes and goes.
And you mentioned playgrounds, too?
Yeah, they'll do that.
I do remember that,
yeah. It's just so weird.
Here we go. This is a story out of North Carolina. I guess somebody is taping, several people, because they found them in many locations, of razor blades on the handles of a pump handle at a gas station.
God.
Lieutenant Brandon Rothrock with the Forest City PD says they found razor blades attached to the handles of gas pumps. It came to their attention during an inspection of the pumps by the Department of Agriculture.
He made us aware earlier today. He said that he was checking some yesterday and found some in Ellenboro at a Roco station. So that led him to check some of our local stations, and he found one at 74 Junction.
And it happened at another gas station off Oak Street in Forest City.
There is no explanation as to why someone would do this.
He says all known blades have been removed.
If you're pumping gas, check, look before you grab, protect yourself however you need to.
Right now, they're all hitting the ground running, trying to find answers.
It's going to take some hours of reviewing video to see if we can come up with a suspect.
People are stupid.
Well, I just can't even think about that.
It's crazy.
Like, hurts my teeth.
I wouldn't even think of that, pulling up to a gas station.
I don't want to talk about it.
That's crazy.
Although, I will tell you, it seems like that one, remember when that guy said that he was poisoned?
Did you see the rat poison in Taco Bell?
Yeah. Did you see how that all, like, kind of...
Yeah, it went away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that very day that we said it was very suspicious, that very day it started circulating that this guy has filed so many frivolous lawsuits that it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so here's another one for him.
And then there's another thing going on at DIA or something. They're saying, they're talking about there was a trafficking incident, but now they're saying that's not true at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see that story. But let me ask you this, and you're not a lawyer, obviously.
Yes,
you're not.
I am.
Jamie Azar.
I have AI. I can be a lawyer.
All right, listen, Linda. And I'm sure you could. Taco Bell should sue this guy.
I agree.
Because here's the story. The guy claims he went through the drive-thru, got a burrito from Taco Bell, and some employee in there was disgruntled because he had had an argument beforehand with an employee, and they had put rat poison in his food. He went home, ate it, got sick, blah, blah, blah. And this hit the news. Well, it turns out that this guy is known for filing tons of lawsuits that are not real, okay? And so the story just went away because, obviously, he made it all up. If I'm Taco Bell, I sue the crap out of him.
Well, yeah, because that day we all were like, oh, my God, right? You didn't want to have Taco Bell that day.
No.
Yeah. Let me read you some of our text. It says, hey, I love the show. I'm the manager at Alamo Draft House. Oh, we love Alamo Draft House.
Love them.
If you guys ever want to come down for a movie, let me know. Heard you mention us yesterday's show. We love Alamo Draft House.
I've never been.
What?
Never been.
What? Are you serious? You're just not living.
You're not living.
Well, I've just never been.
You're not living.
Yeah.
Listen to Garvin.
It's the best place to watch a movie.
I got you. I'm not living.
You're not living.
I'm not living.
Let's see here. You guys, food doesn't let you down. Rick Astley will never let you down. You're not never going to let you.
Don't you have to be at work? Can't you just go ahead and go to work?
You guys just ruined the first day of my diet.
Food? Seems like I got a text from my wife. I think everybody's on board this morning. I'm starving.
I know. BJ, you're not wrong. King Soopers tenders are the best.
They are the bomb, folks. I'm telling you right now. Hey, Spadil, have you ever had the tenders?
Oh, they're so good.
Dude.
I love them.
I really want to apologize for breaking up the food break because apparently it's a thing.
The food break is a great break. I mean, there are certain places out there that never, ever let you down. You go in there, it's so consistent. By the way,
510-59. Oh, God.
Restaurants that you can go to, and we have a sushi place.
Okay, finish your sentence.
Restaurants that you go to, and every time you're there, you walk out going, wow, that was really,
really
good.
Never bad
they're
experience.
Consistent.
Yeah.
There's a sushi place over where I live. It's called Fontana.
Uh-huh.
And it's off of, I don't know, one of the streets. Yeah. Anyway, it's really consistent.
Wow,
I mean,
that
really
is fascinating. IHOP is consistent, too.
Wait a minute. You started all this.
No,
you're the one that walked in here with P.F. Chang, and you started in on this morning about how it never lets you down. It's so consistent. It's so good,
it
and blah, blah, blah.
Mention. It was one mention. Everybody knows P.F. Chang's. We don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Fontana.
Fontana.
They're all over town.
Never heard of it.
No.
Never heard of it.
I've never
look
heard
it up.
Of it either.
All three of us. All three of us never heard of it.
Oh, you guys, you don't know what you're missing.
It's so consistent.
You don't know what you're missing. They're so good and consistent,
it's so consistent.
And fresh. Fresh. Yeah. I mean, very fresh.
Yeah, because we have an ocean right here.
Yeah. Very fresh. Float in daily, they say.
Oh, really?
Float in daily. I don't know where from. Omaha, somewhere.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Odyssey app. Odyssey. AUDACY. Put it on your phone. You can take us anywhere. Looking at the Textnado at 51059. People love to talk about food, Jamie.
Yeah, I was
they
wrong.
They love it.
I was wrong.
They love food. Telling us about the restaurants you go to that you never get disappointed.
Didn't our sister station have a food show?
Yeah, they did. A restaurant show.
Yeah, an entire food show.
Yeah, that guy did well, too.
I was wrong. I was wrong. It's food talk, everybody.
Love it.
By the way, John at Bistro at Monarch, he invited all of us up, too. Bistro at Monarch, the Monarch Casino, is awesome. But listen, you guys, this reminds me of something. Y'all need to get your reservations going for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get that going.
Got to feed her.
You got to feed the chicks, man.
Yeah, you do.
You got to beef us up a little bit. Right?
I'll tell you something, though, about Jamie and I. That you know, because if you're listening to this, you're thinking, okay, you guys, you plug in this and this and this, and you get all this for free. We don't do that. We don't. You know, people will offer, but we don't really. No, Spadilla
do. Spadilla do. But I feel too guilty.
I feel... Yeah, that I'm overstepping my boundaries to be on the air talking about a restaurant and then offer something for free and go over there and take advantage of it. I also
feel uncomfortable with like gift cards.
Yeah. I feel weird using gift cards when I go places. I don't know why.
I do too. So it's
I feel
all...
like everyone thinks you're cheap for some reason.
It's like
but Carson, I could see Carson locking onto one of these freebies.
Oh yeah.
I mean, come on.
I will say the Monarch,
absolutely. I mean,
okay, so here's what you should do.
Absolutely.
So you should go up there to the Monarch on Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. And have somebody watch the baby and you guys spend the night and you call that like the Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well,
right.
And do like go to the spa?
Yeah,
because Bree loves the spa up there.
The bistro.
Yeah, but see here. Now I don't know Bree that well, but I think for my wife, for example, if I got all that comped, she wouldn't count it as a Valentine's Day.
She wouldn't.
No, because she knows that I didn't go out of my way and pay for it.
No, I just
does that make
tell
sense?
Just don't.
It's
tell
like,
her.
Well, she's gonna know. She's gonna know. She can look at your bank account. What are you talking about? She would know. But I'm just saying that I don't think that would count.
By the way, the spa up at the Monarch is literally one of the best spas I've been to in Colorado.
It's amazing.
It's really great.
I mean, I haven't been to a lot, but the fact that you can go 2 hours before your appointment and 2 hours after and just sit there.
So great. BJ, you should take her up there. See, I try to get BJ to do surprises for Lisa all the time. He's like, nah, she won't like it. We like it. Take us to the Monarch and take us to the spa.
Well, the only problem with that is... that going to the Monarch, I don't think she'd be into that simply because she knows that I would be in a gambling town. You know what I'm saying?
So
that the drawback would be that even though she's getting a massage, I've lost a fortune at the bar. Or at the tables,
right, the
or
tables,
whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that might be a drawback because we both have a problem.
All right.
She loves spas and I love to gamble.
All right, then go to the zoo or something.
Is the zoo open this time of year?
I don't know. You know, but it's funny because Spadil came up to us and he's like, oh no, you know, at the Super Bowl is on the 12th. And so it's going to be all screwed up for Valentine's Day. And we all just sat there and like looked at him. We're like, what? He's like, yeah, the Super Bowl's ruined because of Valentine's Day. And we're like, you know the Valentine's Day is on the 14th, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but I mean, but then if you go, if you celebrate the weekend before, and we're like.
Or the weekend after, he
said. Or the weekend after. Yeah. I'm like.
It's like, Spadil.
You kind of celebrate Valentine's Day on the day.
People celebrate on the day.
It's on
you
the
book
day.
A restaurant on Valentine's day.
You guys literally just told Carson to go up
I was getting ready to finish that. Yeah. I mean, if you want to do it overnight, obviously it's a Saturday and Sunday, but you celebrate Valentine's Day
on Valentine's Day. Yeah. And your whole question was how the Super Bowl is going to affect Valentine's Day, and it's not.
I think it's not going to. I think it's the other way around. I think Valentine's Day is going to affect men being able to watch the Super Bowl because they're going to have to do stuff with their wives or girlfriends.
Not true. I don't think so.
Also, for a dude that doesn't have a date, you seem to be really
occupied by Valentine's.
No. And not only that, Spadil, it's not just dudes that watch a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was really the
Super Bowl is everybody. Yeah. You don't even have to be a football fan, but you watch the Super Bowl.
Well, that was really rude because I'm going over to Michelle. She's having a big party. And
with a bunch of women.
I'm a girl.
Yeah.
You ass.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Why don't you get back to the computer and start booking your free dinners up here that you're on? Spadil's already answered back like six of these restaurants to get a free meal. Hasn't he? We're sitting here watching him. It's like, dude, I'll see you later this evening. Save me a table at 7. It'll be me and four friends. Yeah, dude.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.